We're going to move things back more locally here in Illinois. My guest now is Bill Fleishley, Executive Vice President of the Illinois Petroleum Marketers Association, Illinois Association of Convenience Stores. Bill, thanks so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having me.
I don't know if you had a chance to listen to Senate Republican Leader Bill Brady in the previous segment talking about capital funding. Obviously, your organization very concerned about issues such as raising of the gasoline tax, but that's something that Senator Brady indicated is something that it's possible that could get his support as part of a capital plan because of the transportation lockbox requiring that those monies go to improve roads and bridges.
Mm-hmm. Well, they ought to know, somebody ought to realize that we spend $9.6 billion on roads in 2017. State and local expenditures for highways, $9.6 billion. Only two states were higher, California and Texas. That was above the national average. I think we ought to find out where we're spending it, how we're spending it, before we do anything. And also back in the 2017 era, 2016, they took over $300 million out of the construction funds and used it for general revenue. I think that's being, I don't want to say fake, but it's kind of lying to the public. They come in, they buy fuel, and they think they're going these taxes are going to roads. They're not. I know that the new amendment's supposed to change that, but we ought to pay back what they took in some way, shape, or form before you ask them to almost reach a dollar a gallon for taxes.
Well, I mean, as Senator Brady indicated, there's a lot of support. I mean, you're in Springfield. You know there's a lot of talk this time around for a capital bill, and you know where they come gunning for the mm-hmm. revenue.
But the people, according to a recent poll by AAA, 74% of the Illinois do not support a raising the tax on motor fuel to make improvements in infrastructure. They have to look outside the box, and we have to come together and find out if we need to raise revenues and where we should raise them.
What about as far as, and Senator Brady touched on this, the fact there was the Chamber of Commerce, state chamber proposal that would exchange support for a gasoline tax increase for a reduction or phasing out of the state sales tax on gasoline?
Well, I think that's front-end loaded. We'd certainly like to look at that. We took the sales tax off gasoline in 2000 for 6 months and saw volumes explode around the state of Illinois. We'd certainly like to look at that. However, though, how are they going to do that? That's a revenue source that goes to general revenue. We think it ought to go to roads. How are they going to do that to make up the difference in general revenue? We're not at the table. And I've talked to Senator Brady, and I think we should be at the table, at least giving our viewpoints as to what happens when you raise these taxes. Every time we raise taxes, volumes go down about 6% over 3 years, and they don't start to recover over until about 3 or 4 years. We drive people, we make the borders wider, and when you do that, people go across, and they not only buy gasoline, they will buy ancillary items, and we lose sales tax revenue there. I mean, we've lost 400 stations in the last 3 or 4 years, we've lost about 9,000 employees. Now, that's a big number. People should look at that. That's a small business going away in Illinois, and it's just like everything else. People are driving people, enticing people to go across borders to buy their fuel and their other products.
Well, Bill, when you say lost 400 stations, what's the universe of stations that we're talking about?
4,700. We had 5,100. We employed 91,000 people. When we had 5,100, we now employ about 44,000. You know, we lost 4,000. Yeah, we've lost 400 stations. We lost 9,000 employees.
Are those primarily around border locations?
Most are in high tax areas. Most are in the higher tax areas.
So, like suburban Cook, that kind of thing.
Yeah. I think, and I don't know my words anymore, I think as you go across the Skyway,
right,
isn't that the 13th Ward or the 16th Ward? So I don't think there's a gas station in those areas. They all go to Indiana on Indianapolis Boulevard. They're the two highest volume stations in the United States.
We're speaking, We're speaking with Bill Fleishley, Executive Vice President of the Illinois Petroleum Marketers Association, Illinois Association of Convenience Stores. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin. Welcome back to your Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson of the Chicago Tribune. We're speaking with Bill Fleishley. He's the Executive Vice President of the Illinois Petroleum Marketers Association, Illinois Association of Convenience Stores. We're talking about his organization's concerns about, these discussions about raising the state's gasoline tax, motor fuel tax, as part of a comprehensive capital improvement bill. And, Bill, in the previous segment, you mentioned about a number of stations declining, and we had a texter who wondered how much of that was actually due to station consolidation and more of a larger companies kind of moving in.
Well, those are the national. I want to tell you that those aren't my numbers. Those are the National Association of Convenience Stores. We had 5,400 stations in 2015, and then 2017 we had 4,700, 71,000, and we and 90,000 in 2016 and 71,000 now. Consolidation, that's certainly part of it, but not the whole thing. And if you have a station that's in a position to make, it's a profitable station, they're not going to close it. So there's some reason why they're closing. Volumes are down because taxes are high. That's most of the people, they get out of business because their volumes drop. And that's what happens when you have in raising taxes. I mean, you can see it in any volume-oriented product, gasoline, cigarettes, those things go away. And the driving public is still out. We still have a lot of people on the roads. But if they're not getting the right price, they're going to go elsewhere.
Well, and I mean, it's recognize that the profit margins on a gallon of gas are very small.
Yeah, and they don't go up when the price goes up. That's the bad thing. When the prices are up around $4 a gallon, everybody thought we made more. We still made the 10 to 15 cents a gallon. They just don't go up. The market won't let the margins go up.
Okay, we talk about gasoline taxes. Also, Governor Pritzker's proposed budget contains a proposed 32-cent increase in the state's cigarette tax.
Yeah, that's another reason that will entice people to go across borders to buy things. And we also have already had a minimum wage fee put on us. They also have moved the 21 smoking bill and passed it. So this industry, this small industry, is small business, is really, really, really being assaulted this year.
I mean, you didn't mention the plastic bag tax.
Yeah, I forgot about that. That's another one. And our customers, the people that use them, are going to be inconvenienced, and they're not going to be happy about it. All these things are, I mean, just think about it. Think about it. A minimum wage increase costs you $100,000 a store, probably, at least. That's what tax numbers are. Now you're going to raise volume of you're going to decrease your volume of cigarettes, you're going to decrease your volume of gasoline. How can you survive? It's very, very difficult to survive.
So, well, I mean, but some of these have been forces that, you know, your groups have been able to withstand before.
Yes, but we didn't withstand them 100%. In 19, when I started, about 93 or 94, we had 1,200 distributors in Illinois. We're under 400 now. So they're disappearing. The smaller guy that helped the farmer and helped this and helped that, he's been eliminated, he's on the endangered species if he isn't eliminated.
Let's talk about rural Illinois too, and you know, obviously the economy in rural Illinois is not good, and you know. Actually, you know, convenience stores are somewhat of a lifeblood of those communities. I mean, what are the economic conditions like downstate?
Well, they're just as damaging. I mean, Chicago, at least you have people there. We have less people, and they will go further. I mean, and I've said this before, in Quincy, Illinois, there's a town called West Quincy. It has no population. It's got 8 gas stations. and their volumes are 3 times or 4 times higher than the Quincy, Illinois, both in cigarettes and gasoline sales. That's because the people go over. And they find now that even the volumes of 50 miles away drop when the prices go up. If people they have a routine. They will go to Quincy on Saturday, get their gasoline in Missouri, and then come back and get their, you know, do other things. It's a routine that people will do, and we make it easy because we put the price out. You can selectively buy your gasoline and win the price when you drive by the stations. And when you raise the price, I mean, Missouri's different. They have 17 cents a gallon and no sales tax, so it's about 20 cents, 22 cents a gallon difference between Missouri and Illinois. See, and that's a early enticement. I mean, they're closing all the time. You go into Quincy, a lot of stations are closing, especially ones that are close to the border.
So you say you don't have a seat at the table in these discussions.
I've had one conversation at a political event with the Chamber of Commerce, just a conversation, and they're friendly, but no, we've not been asked to do anything.
Which I don't understand, because I mean, you're a known figure around the State House.
Well, yeah, and I would think any other business group that's been affected by these taxes should be at the table.
And so you talked to the Chamber. You haven't spoken with any of the leaders at all on this.
Oh, I had an informal conversation with Bill Brady. No, but the leaders have not addressed us yet.
Well, watch as things develop. It's going to be a busy month of May in Springfield, and I know that you'll be part of it. Bill Fleishley, Executive Vice President of the Illinois Petroleum Marketers Association and the Illinois Association of Convenience Stores. Bill, thanks for joining me this morning.
Really, thank you, because this will probably help us get a little bit involved now.